Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
The first circle, and what I would say that every couple needs to start with, is connection.
One of the gentlemen she was talking to every week said that her call is the only person that she talks to other than kind of medical professionals.
We have guys in Stockton, part of our team. We have a ministry team that goes around, just talks to people, knocks on doors, says hello. And the biggest thing they get response for is, can we pray for you?
Elevating the kingdom of God throughout Newcastle and the Hunter. This is Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
Hey, Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works. It's great to be with you again. Go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au. It's where you'll find us. A little e-news goes out every now and again. You can subscribe to that. And you may know of someone or something that's emerging here in the Hunter that you could suggest to be on the program. We'd love to hear from you. You're going to love my special guest today, Pam O'Day. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
Fantastic, Pam. You probably called a lot of things. I mean, mum. What was it in school? You were a principal for many years in Phillips Waratah. You just retired. Congratulations.
That's right, yes. Very exciting new season.
Was that Miss O'Day?
Mrs. O'Day. Yes. Miss. Lots of kids say, hey, Miss.
Hey, Miss. Yeah, very cool. And team leader at North Lakes Salvation Army.
That's right, yes.
And so your hands are full. And married.
And grandchildren now.
And grandchildren. What do you get called by the grandchildren?
Pammy.
Pammy, really?
Yes, yeah.
Pammy, that's pretty cool. I really good to have you on the program and been in leadership for many, many years now.
Yes.
I must admit, every time I think of you, I almost feel like a nap. It's like, how does she do all that? You know, obviously a really high capacity person that's held and carried like large responsibilities over many, many years in education and family and church.
Yes.
Which is quite amazing. I don't know how you've done it, to be honest. I mean, you mustn't get much sleep. Are you one type of person that doesn't sleep much?
I don't need a lot of sleep. Even now that I've sort of finished formal work, I still am not like going to bed really early. You know, I've always got things I want to do, so I probably only get 6 hours sleep a night at the most on most nights. But I don't need more than that, so I'm fortunate.
Yeah, that's
and
amazing.
I think that if God calls you to do it, He gives you the capacity to do it. So I've always said that. The other thing I've always learned is that God says that our burden is light. And so if the burden feels heavy, then I have to stop and think, what am I carrying that I shouldn't be? Because if his burden is light, it's not, then it's okay. So I've always found that through the years that when it becomes heavy, I have to stop and think, well, am I carrying it incorrectly? Because sometimes it could be that, or is it that I'm carrying something I shouldn't be?
That's really good. How would you describe your relationship with the Lord? I mean, obviously that's the centerpiece. How would you describe it?
I would say very intimate relationship with Jesus. And I absolutely love getting up in the morning and spending time with him, hearing from him. And I guess the more that I've done that over the years, the more I really have got to know his voice. So I feel that sense of him leading me. And I love that. I love to know his voice. And when I can't hear it, then I think, you know, I need to spend more time because I want to be able to hear his voice. And I have had some incredible revelations from God through that way.
So that's an early morning start.
Yeah.
What would a normal morning look like for you?
Well, it depends on, two mornings a week we have Zoom prayer meetings from 4 to 7, so I've got to be up before that so that I can have prayer time. And now I'm trying to walk as well, so that makes it very early. But certainly when I was working, it would be up at 5 or 5:30, depending, because I'd be heading off to work by 7. And so very early to have that. And I committed to journaling every day so that I can really have a sense of God's voice.
Amazing. Is there a scripture that comes to mind, a favourite scripture?
Yeah, absolutely. One of my favourites, and I went through a period in probably about 15 years ago for a long time where I was had this sort of physiological anxiety, and I was like, God gave me the victory over it every day. It was a daily thing. And the scripture that I would just live by at that time was Isaiah 41:10 that says, do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. And honestly, sometimes I would just declare that out loud and say, God, you are holding me up. I'm going to be okay. You are with me. I don't have to be dismayed. And that got me through that. And I think it was incredible how God delivered me each day. It was a daily thing through that season.
It's interesting. You mentioned you got the victory from it in that season, but it was a daily wrestle still.
Yeah, it was. It was. Psalm 91 was often a great comfort to me during the night time, because a lot of it was sort of, I'd be woken up early in the morning, like 1 a.m., and I'd struggle with this sometimes 3-4 hours in the middle of the night, and then I had to get up and go to work. But God just, like, you know, Psalm 91 and Isaiah 41:10 were just my go-to sometimes every night.
Yeah, wow. Tell us about the formation of North Lake Salvation Army.
Yeah.
With you and your husband, Ian.
Yeah, so I don't know if you know, but I was a trained and ordained Salvation Army officer. And so back before Ian and I had met, I was an officer for 5 years. It was actually my final year that I met Ian, and that was a direct word, like, message from God. It was unbelievable. That's a story of its own. But I had to resign then. That was the way. It's not the same for the Salvation Army now, but now then I had to resign to get married. And so we were serving God in local Salvation Army churches. And then one day, the head of the Salvation Army then, James Condon, rang me and said, can you come in and see us? And so Ian and I went, and about 3 weeks before that, we'd both actually gone forward in church and separately and felt God had called us and had used the word mission. And because Ian's a nurse and I'm a teacher, I thought, oh, he wants us to be missionaries.
Right, right.
And I wasn't over keen about the idea, I've got to say. But nevertheless, Ian said, we'll just wait and see what God does with it, and we'll just listen to him, wait for him. And 3 weeks later, I get this call, come in, and he says, we want to start a mission in the west of Newcastle.
Yeah, wow.
We'd love you guys to take it on. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
And so we couldn't help but say yes, because it was clearly God. And so
you leapt on that one thing. Oh, it's we're not leaving. Australia.
I was relieved. And so we had two young boys, 10 and 12 at that stage, and we had a Bible study group, and we told them we're going to go, and in the end, the whole 10 of us planted the church with our two boys, and on the first Sunday of 2000, and 25 years on, we're still going, and God is just, you know, what was at the heart of this plant was the fact that the vision of William Booth, which is to rescue the lost, that's our heart. And so while it may look a little different, but it's still the heart of the Salvation Army.
Yeah.
And that's, we do it in a comfortable, relaxed way, encouraging people to know Jesus and to find a way, you know, through and to the place where they can have freedom and life to the full.
Brilliant. If you just joined us, Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works, my special guest, Pam O'Day. Pam, I'm told you're an educator. How long were you at Winston Phillips for how long?
35 years.
35 years. And the latter, how many years you were principal at Waratah?
16 years.
16 years. Amazing. I'm told, I don't know whether it's true, I think it might, but I'm told when you were offered the role of principal at Waratah, it's not what you wanted to do.
No, I'd always said to Graham Irwin, who was the principal, look, like, I'll always support you. I don't want to be the principal, because I think the big thing is managing people. Like, I love relationship with people, and then having to step up and manage them, that sort of made me scared, and I didn't want to lose relationships. So that was always partly why I didn't want to. But then, due to circumstances that happened that time, I couldn't say no when the board asked me to step in.
Right.
And so it was for a short time. That short time ended up being 16 years.
It's quite amazing. So you found yourself in something that you didn't really want to do, but there was a grace for it. It's quite amazing.
I think it's actually like we feel safer when we're inside the boundaries that keep us, have it like, you know, sort of inside the fence, I guess, so to speak. But God wants to take us outside of our comfort zone. He doesn't want to just leave us there, because actually if we stay there, then we tend to be independent of Him, because we can sort of manage there okay.
Very good.
But when He takes us outside of that, suddenly we have to depend on Him more. And I can tell you, I used to get up every morning and walk with Him every day, just leaning on Him for wisdom and creativity, ideas, all of that sort of thing, because in that place where I didn't feel comfortable, I needed God, you know?
Yeah, that's really insightful, actually.
Yeah, and often we don't step out either because it's a place where you can be criticized.
Yeah.
And so if we stay within the bounds, then it sort of feels safer and people tend to not, you know, but and ask you questions more, you know, when you're outside of the line, so to speak. And so it's certainly something that God has done with me my whole life. And so...
So you're out of your depth.
Yes.
Quite a bit.
Yeah. 100%.
Is there been times where you feel like giving up in the journey? I mean, it's...
In different parts of my journey, I've got to say when I went through that real struggle, you know, with... it was... You just get tired, or where you feel disappointed or let down, it's really easy to become discouraged.
Yeah.
And I think discouragement can lead you to want to give up.
Yeah.
But that's when you've got to come back to the point where it's got to, you know, our encouragement, our sense of hope and joy can't come from people or situations. It's got to come from the Lord. And so that's why that relationship is so important, so that you can come back to that and seek that strength, seek that joy. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yeah.
And so God has always said to me, you know, your joy is in me. Find your joy in me, not in people or circumstances.
That's really good. I mean, it's a challenge. I mean, to get there.
It's a challenge.
The journey. And so you mentioned you're walking and praying.
Yeah.
So is it just that daily walk it out type thing in the midst of challenges? And
yeah, absolutely. And I think one thing that I've found, which is probably sounds a bit old-fashioned, but when I really feel I need breakthrough, I always kneel before the Lord, always. And in that place, time after time, breakthrough has come as I knelt before Him and sought His help.
Challenges in leadership? I mean, there'd be many. no, we won't even go there, actually. I mean, there's challenges everywhere,
absolutely,
though, isn't it?
Yes.
It's the weight that you carry.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, some challenges are people.
I think the main challenge is that you want people to rise up to be what God wants them to be. And when you don't see that happening and you're trying to draw them on, then that becomes challenging, because there can be resistance and even... you know, they can reject you, which is hard.
Yeah.
For someone who wants to be in a relationship, that's not easy. I don't mind, like, circumstantial challenges around different things. It's more than, I think the hardest thing is working with people and maintaining relationship.
Couple more questions. What makes a great church member?
I think it has to be someone who loves the Lord.
Yep.
And loves being part of community. You know, I think you can't do it alone. You need community. We need to do it together. And at Northeast, our vision is to be a community. That means more that you can't do it alone, centered on Christ. So Christ is in the center. There's no hierarchy. We're all, you know, around Christ. We all hold responsibility within that place. Mm. But then we are together with Christ at the center. So it's being part of that. That's what I believe.
Yeah, so being part of that, everyone's a contributor
absolutely,
to that as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so we've been a volunteer-run church for 25 years.
It's staggering. It's unbelievable.
But part of that is because I believe that we are all ministers of the gospel.
Yeah.
And so if we all take up our responsibility, then we can do what God's called us to do, which is to build, or He builds His church through us.
Yeah. That's very good, very good. Finally, you've been woven into the fabric of the body of Christ in the city, the region, the expression of the kingdom. What comes to mind when you hear those words and consider that? What's that mean to you?
Well, I don't think God ever called us to be sort of these compartmentalized groups that operate independently, because obviously when you work together, there's more power in that, that you're going to achieve a lot more. So I love it when we come together across this city, when you, you know, when you open the doors for things like prayer breakfasts and for community, you know, prayer together. That to me is inspiring, because it gives, it means we can increase the impact, you know, on the kingdom. I mean, really, we're fighting a spiritual battle. Yeah. Try and do it alone in small groups, but come together as a city. Absolutely. Imagine what we can do with that. You know, that's incredible.
Amazing.
So I think God calls us to do our, like he does, you know, we're all different and we can't all, the city of Newcastle can't meet together every week, but we can work together every week.
Brilliant, brilliant. Well, Pam, it's been great having you on the program. You're an inspiration.
Thank you.
Over decades of great leadership and staying consistent and persistent is inspiring.
Oh, thank
and
you.
So well, congratulations on a great career in education.
Thank you.
And your leadership in Northeast.
Yes.
North Lake Salvation Army. You and the team there, it's congratulations, well done.
Thank you very much. Great being a part of it with you.
It's been great being with you again. Kingdom Works, go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au, and that's where you can find us. Bye for now.
This has been Kingdom Works on Rema FM.